may your passage of scripture, and pastor's not going to be for you long, but it's Psalms 27 and 4. Thank you, Jesus. And it reads, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire of his temple." That's the only verse I read today. Let's pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are so good to me. Nothing in you, God, is evil toward me. Your thoughts toward us are higher than I. Your ways toward us are higher than I can ever think. And because I believe it so, we thank you, we praise you, and we lift you up, because your name is good and your word is your word. Today, God, Father, come in this place, preach, teach, do as you please. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are the potter. We are the clay. Make us and mold us after thy will. While we are waiting, help me be still. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. I am the potter, you are the potter. I am the clay. Make me and mold. Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting on you, Lord. Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting on you, Lord. Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting on you, Lord. Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting on you, Lord. For you will answer. 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 Oh God. Can you stick your hands up in the air and tell the Lord, don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. Oh, don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting on you, Lord. For you're a wonder in my soul. You're a wonder in my soul. You're a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. You're a wonder in my soul. You're a wonder in my soul. Wonder in my soul. Bless his name. Goodness God. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. For he's my rock, and he's my fortress, and he's our deliverer. In him will I trust. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. For he's my rock, and he's my fortress, and he's our deliverer. In him will we trust. My hope, hallelujah. Oh, I will bless the name of Jesus. One more time. Jesus. 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 There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus. Let earth proclaim that kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about, but there's something about, there is something about, there is something about, hey, there is something about his name. Oh, I wish I had a church. Hallelujah. Could I have you run down the road and tell somebody down your aisle, there's something about that name. There's something about that name. Woo! There's something about that name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's something about that name. I called it yesterday and it worked. I called it the day before and it worked. And I'm calling it right now and it still works. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. But I will believe in the name of the Lord, because I heard a rumor that the righteous run in and they are saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we're going to have, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The righteous run in. The righteous run in. The righteous run in. The righteous run in. Hallelujah. The righteous run in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. The righteous run in and they are saved. Dear neighbor, I'm safe tonight. Dear neighbor, neighbor, there's one thing I can say. It was January, now it's August. And I can tell you that I'm safe. I can tell you that, hallelujah, through hell and high water, I'm still safe. Things came my way. They tried to take me out, but I'm still safe. When the unseen things, hey, glory to God. When it could have been the unseen things, God's found a way, somehow or another. I can tell you that I'm still safe. Tell your neighbor, I need you to run down your row, and I need you to run down the aisle, and I need you to find somebody and tell that person, I'm safe in his arms. I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe in his arms. I'm safe today. I'm safe in his arms. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing the word today. Father, preach to me. Preach to me. And I'll give you glory and I'll give you praise and I'll bless you forever. And I'll bless you forever. In Jesus' name, speak a word today, O Lord. Psalm says, one thing have I desired that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. to inquire in his temple. Do me a favor if you can, grab your neighbor by the arm and pull him down and tell him the house. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, the house, the house, the house. Hey, neighbor, the house, 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 the house. Praise the Lord. Ever since I've seen you last, prayer has been the recurring theme in my spirit. I believe God is directing us to a season of consecrated prayer, and prayer that will create the atmosphere for the Spirit of God to be rich and tangible in the house. When your ministry is built on prayer of the righteous, prayer, you are building a place that will be in right standing with God. We need to be in right standing with God. Paul said, I will let nothing separate me from the love, the right standing of God. Prayer will keep you under the shadow of the Almighty. And you will know the text, the tenure of your future is significantly affected by prayer. Your prayer is a desired language. There are things that I desire, and there is a place that I desire that prayer could get me to. Can I tell you and can I assure you that there is this place that is in the house of the Lord? Not just a physical location, but a spiritual location. I need to get to the house. The Bible says, one thing that I desire, I would like to ask a question today. No, really, what do you desire most? There is no wrong or right answer right here, because I would like to know what, there's nothing wrong with your desire. God says, I will give you the desires of your heart. So let's stop right there. When God says, I will give you the desires of your heart, he just doesn't mean I will give you what you want. He means I will give you the desires of your heart that is written down concerning me. Because the Bible says, write the word of the Lord upon your heart so you would not sin against thee. And that is the desire. That's what he'll give you on your heart. The word of God on your heart will cause him to give it to you, because the word of God is giving. Most time we think the word of God is not only correcting us, not only commanding us, not only giving us strategy, but the word of God is a giving thing. He is giving you, hallelujah, an opportunity for you to show, for you to tell him he's strong in your life. And when you begin to pray, especially when you begin to go to his house, I'm just not only talking about a physical location, but a spiritual location. All of you should have a place where there is an habitation where God dwells. Is anybody in the house that has an habitation where God dwells? Because he says, in the place where I dwell, my spirit shall be there. And the Bible says, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And what is liberty? Liberty is I am free. Hallelujah. I'm free and I have, oh my God, I'm free and there's much more to come when you're free. The Bible says, when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That means there's freedom and there is strength and there is assurance where the Spirit of the Lord is. But you got to get to the house. The Bible says, one thing that I desire and that will I seek after. And God will give you the desires of your heart, because if you have the desires of your heart, the Bible says, can we say the Bible, your Bible says there is a command to write it upon the words of, write the word of the Lord upon your heart that you would not sin against him, go against him, want anything outside of him. The word in my heart becomes a guide to what I think. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If the creative word and the creative living breath of God is living in your heart, you will be able to have what you say. If the creative word of God is breathing and the creative living breath of God is living in your heart, that is the word of God written on your heart, you can have what you say. Because the Bible says what you loose on earth, he'll loose in heaven. What you bind on earth, he'll bind in heaven. If it's on your heart, if it's written on your heart, if it's written in your spirit, if it's written in your mind, you can be able to have what you say without delay. And I don't know about your brothers, I am in a place in my life where I want it without delay. I'm experiencing some things in my life, and I want some things from God without delay. I want to see God move in such a magnificent and marvelous way. Can Pastor tell you what's on the desires of his heart? Let me give you one of my desires. I want to see the miraculous of God in such a way that the supernatural of God is poured out in such a way that it can be even in this studio. And while we are worshiping and praying to God, it will come through that camera. And while you're sharing it, it'll go through somebody else's finger while they're sharing. And it touches everybody around it. You don't have to be here, but as long as you're in the atmosphere, as long as you're breathing the atmosphere, as long as you're observing the atmosphere, absorbing the atmosphere, I want, that's my desire, Lord, to see you at your maximum, to see you at your greatest potential, to see you healing the sick and to see the sick getting out of wheelchairs, to walk in the hospital and say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get up from cancer, and every cancer patient walk out of the hospital. That is my desire, and that will I seek after. Why will I seek after? Because I know he can do it. See, many people, that's why I enjoy when God has David, Solomon, what can I give you? Solomon turned around and told God, when the prophet spoke to God, and Solomon said, Lord, what can I get? Solomon thought for a minute. I believe he thought, he said, you know what? I have opulence. I have that God, but I don't want that. I want to be wise. I want to live in a state of perpetual revelation from you. When he spoke it, he said, I want to be wise. He didn't say, just acknowledge me. He was saying, I want to be in a perpetual state of wisdom, a perpetual state of understanding from you. Because if I stay in a perpetual state of understanding, a perpetual state of knowing you, a perpetual state of getting to know who you are, there is no way that I can lose with the stuff I use. And when the stuff I use is from you, and because I'm using what's from you, I can have what I say. Because when you begin to come in the house of God, again, I'm not just talking about a geographical location. I'm talking about a spirited place, a place where he lives, a place where he dwells. See, that's why the Bible says this, and I gotta say this to you. You gotta find a way to find a closet, find a bathroom, find something that you know when I go in here, God hears me pray. When I go in here, I know that I shut off everything, and I know God is here. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm guaranteeing it, I'm telling you, it is biblical, is that if you just clear out a space of God, I'm gonna come in my closet, I'm gonna clear out this side, and I ain't gonna let nothing else on this side between me and you. I'm gonna put the clothes over here. I'm gonna take everything else out because I want this spot right here, and I'll vacuum that spot and I'll clean that spot because I know you're gonna be there. And because I know you're gonna be there, I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. For your glory, I'll do anything. For your glory, I only want to be where you are. A perpetual state. Solomon said, Lord, I just want to be, give me wisdom. I just only want to be in the house where you are. Because if I'm anywhere near the house, I am protected. I have there is an aura about the house. If you ever noticed that, when you can always tell when somebody is a certain part of a family, they come from that house. They may not be living in a geographical location, but you know they're from that house. If you see a parent, say, oh yeah, I know who you belong to because you belong to that family. That family is a house. That structure is a house. When you go to a job, they say, oh, I know who you work for. You work for them. Why? Because you act like them, you look like them, you talk like them. You are raised up in that house. And many of us need to be raised up in the house of where the word of God is being spoken, where the word of God is being operated, where the prayer language of God is being going on. Because all this week, God's been dealing me about this, prayer, 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 corporate prayer, your team praying, you praying, y'all together praying, been dealing with me about it, because there's something that God wants to release, just not just in our building, but upon us, so that when we do get to where we're going to get to, there will be no hindrances, because God, hallelujah, when you are ordained, and when you are called by his purpose, when you're called by his purpose, and when you are called by his destiny, there's promise upon your life. But in order to activate promise, there must be prayer. In order to activate ministry, there must be prayer. In order to activate an atmosphere, there must be prayer. Because this thing is not just going to be built upon a social media. This thing will be built upon the power of the release of the Holy Ghost upon your life. And you're going to see the Holy Ghost in action in your life. Brother, so you tell your neighbor, there will be Holy Ghost. If they don't have nothing else, there will be Holy Ghost. We don't have nothing else, there will be Holy Ghost. There will be an anointing. There will be a word. There will be the power of God. There will be the smoke of God, the fire of God, the cloud of God, the glory of God. There will be. How? Because we have decided that we're going to pray it through. Pray our way through. Here, because it's in the house. It's in the house. The Bible says, and the reason why God wants you to come in the house, because he says here, and the God of peace, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your house, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, I say, brethren, whatever is true, what is honorable, what is right, whatever is pure, what is lovely, what is admirable, anything that is excellent of praiseworthy, think on these things. When you allow God to be in your house, the house of your heart, the house of your mind, you should think on these things. Why? Because when you begin to think and meditate upon these things become preeminent in your life. And when these things become preeminent in your life, whatever the enemy has to do, whatever the enemy would bring to you, will fall to naught. Because the Bible says, if he come at you 1,000 ways, he will divide them all. Because God wants you to know that when you think on these things, and I like what he said. He said, finally, my brother, he said, hey, this is it. He said, finally, my brethren, whatever thing is true, which is him, whatever thing is honorable, which is him, whatever is right, which is his word, whatever is pure, which is his word, whatever is lovely, which is his word, whatever is admirable, which is his word, hallelujah. Or you can say whatever is true, his name, whatever is honorable, his name, whatever is right, his name, whatever is pure, his name, whatever is lovely, his name, whatever is honorable, his name, anything that is excellent or praiseworthy, his name. Think on these things, think on his name. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen of me, put into practice. I like that. And the God of peace will be with you. Whenever you live in a house with somebody, you're going to learn and receive from them. You're going to hear certain things from them. You're going to know he's going to teach you some practices that he has had. I'm a father and I have children, and my wife and I try to teach our children some practices that we have. Because if they observe the practices, and I like the way the Bible calls it, the practices, because we are just practicing. We don't have it all together. Paul says, I would admit, I don't have it all together, but I'm pressing toward the mark of the high calling. And when you're in practice, I mean, I'm trying to get better at it. I'm practicing, because somebody said, practice makes perfect. No, I want to raise the statement, not practice makes perfect. Practice just makes good practice. But if you have perfect practice makes it perfect. So what I'm telling you to do, you and I have to get prayer, spiritual practice in our lives. When you and I are operating in prayer, spiritual practice, then what goes around us, because if you look at a doctor, they call him a practicing physician. Even though he has information, even though he has been to school, even though he has some accolades, even though he's had some experiences, they say he's practicing because he does not know it all. When you are a born-again believer, God says, I need you to practice these things. He said, practice whatsoever is true. Practice whatsoever is honorable. Practice whatsoever is right. Practice whatsoever is pure. Practice whatsoever is lovely. Practice whatsoever is admirable. And if there be any excellence or praiseworthiness, think on, practice on these things. My brothers, I'm telling you, and I'm done. I'm really done. I'm telling you, I'm really done. God wants you and I to be at peace. And peace comes with prayer. Peace comes with prayer. Some of us have been going through a rocky and a turbulent season. A rocky and a turbulent season. In our homes, in our jobs, in our relationships, we're going through rocky and turbulent seasons. But there need to be prayer. There need to be some time. You say, you know what, Lord, I don't even know how to pray. Okay, you don't even got to know how to pray. Let Pastor In help you a little bit. All you got to do is find the scripture and put your name in it. And when you begin to pray, if you pray that scripture, what happens is the word will make intercession for you. The word will make intercession for you. The word will stand in the gap for you. So all you got to do is find like Psalms 21, Psalm 23, and said, the Lord is Tony Shepherd, or whatever your name may be. The Lord is the place of promise shepherd. The place of promise shall not want. He maketh the place of promise lie between green pastures. He restores the place of promise. He made me go beside the still water. He restores the place of promise. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow the place of promise all the days of the place of promise life. He will prepare a tale before the place of promise enemies. When you start talking like that, what happened is you begin to speak the word and pray the word together with you. And while you and the word are praying together, hallelujah, the Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put a 10,000 to flight. But the Bible said a three-pronged cord is not easy to broken. So what happened is you begin to put yourself in the word. The word began to align with you, and the Spirit of God, how do you begin to say, okay, I heard the word now. And the Spirit of God will say, I heard the word. And because I heard the word is praying. Now this thing must turn into intercession. And when it turns to intercession, that means the Lord himself, the Bible says that Jesus maketh intercession for us with groaning. Hallelujah. He sits there on the throne of God and says, hey, my friend Tony, hey, my friend Steve, hey, my brother Steve, my brother Sean needs you, God. And because they need you, God, do you remember, hallelujah, what I did for them? I went to the cross of Calvary. And I finished your assignment. And because I finished your assignment, God, I need you to shine on them. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Because they are in the house. They are born of this house. They are. When you become a born-again believer, you are born of the house. You got to tell somebody, neighbor, I'm born of the house. I'm born of the house. Can't get out. I'm born in the house. It is in my DNA. It is who I am. It is why I do what I do. It is why I cannot get away from the thing. Even though I may go a little right sometime, I may go strongly to a little left, but I find myself back in the middle. Why? Because I belong to the house. Sure enough, I belong to this house, and this house is a house of peace. This house is a house of grace. This house is a house of giving. This house is a house of faith. This house is a house that says, I believe in the name of the Lord. And because I belong to this house, David said, one thing that I desire of the Lord, and that I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Why? Because in the house of the Lord, glory to God, there is my life. In the house of the Lord, there is the ruach of God, the wind of God, the glory of God, the breath of God, the living, creative, innovative, oh my God, innovative favor of God, living in the house. And the more I stay in the house, I'll begin to breathe it in. And when I'm breathing in, it becomes a part of me. I'll begin to walk like I belong to the house. I'll begin to talk like I belong to the house. I'll begin to dress like I belong in the house. Why? Because the house, not only do I belong to the house, now the house is in me. Glory to God. And there's no better place. You know what? That's why I love having homes. Because when you go out to the regular world and you deal with all the traffic in the regular world and you deal with all the upheaval in the regular world, the first thing you say, I cannot wait to get home. I cannot wait to get to my house. Because when I get to my house, I'm going to close the door. And when I close the door, everything that was bothering me is now outside the door. And now I can come in the house, and if I'm hungry, I can go in. I can go and get something to refresh me. If I'm tired, I can go get some rest. If I need conversation, I got brothers and sisters who will conversate with me, or my guide, or my leadership will guide me and talk to me because I'm in the house. This peace is the peace when David wrote to the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside the still water. The water is a place, and I understand why David says I'm in the house. Because he says, while I'm in the house, the Lord is my shepherd, and he leads me behind the still water. Still water is the place that the water stands so still that you can see your reflection in the water. That's why David wanted to lead you. That's why God says, I want to lead you to the house. I want to lead you to a place of peace. I want to lead you there. Why? Because when I take you to still water, why I call it the still waters? Because he wants you to look at yourself. The reason why God takes you to still waters and he wants to take you to still waters, he wants you to look at yourself in the mirror. The reflection, still water has a chance to reflection. And when you look at yourself, you can always see what's behind you. But when you look at yourself, you can see what's before you. God will lead you to still water because he knows in the still water, you will find that you belong to the house. I'll tell your neighbor, who you look like, who you look like, who you look like. No, not your mama, not your daddy. I know you, I know some of you favor your mama and your daddy. I do too. But who I look like, hallelujah, hallelujah. I have to look like what's in my house. And what's in my house is the Spirit of the Most High God. And because Spirit of the Most High God is in my house, that's what I want to look like. The Bible says, Jesus says here, and I'm going home here. He says here, the Bible says that this house shall be called a house of prayer. The house, the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. The Lord's house, the house of the Lord is a place of safety. The Lord's house is a place where my guidance resides. The Lord's house is a place where I can eat till I'm satisfied. The Lord's house is where I go to unplug from the world and the stresses it provides. The Lord's house is a place of my dwelling. The Lord's house is where my sisters and brothers and I exchange the ways of the house. The Lord's house is a place where I go find victory even after I've been fighting all day long. The Lord's house is a place where I go into and I know as soon as I get inside of there that the enemy cannot come past the door because he's not welcome because I'm at the Lord's house. Is there anybody who want to dwell in the Lord's house? Because he said that's what I will seek after, because when I seek after the being in the Lord's house, I'm praying God that you give me a praying spirit so that I always be around the house all the days of my life, because I want to live in the presence of God. And when you're in the house of God, you stay around his presence. You stay around his aroma. The house smells. You know, my wife goes out and she buys this. She spends a lot of money on them perfumes and smell goods. Lord have mercy for the house. And she'll run it up. And I just said, go ahead and run it up, because she likes the way her house smells. And that's what God wants to do with you. He wants you to be able to come home and smell the sweetness and the goodness of the Lord. He wants to spend so much. He wants to spend so much in the house that you would not want to go outside of the house to enjoy anything else, because he says, I have taken it all and I will spare no cost. God said, I will spare no cost because you are bought with the price, and I want you to enjoy the house of the Lord. So you don't have no desire to move. You don't have no desire to go to work. I can find everything I need in the house. There was a story in the Bible, and I'm leaving here. The story in the Bible where the lady, all she had was a little meal and a little oil. And the prophet came to her and said, sister, the Lord sent me here to ask you for a little food. And she said, I don't have much. So the prophet said, what do you have in your house? And she said, all I have in my house is little meal and little oil. And me and my son going to take the little meal and the little oil. And then we going to perish away, because that's going to be our last meal. But then while she was talking to the man of God said, hey, bake me a little cake first. Give me what you got in your house first. And She said, okay, I'll give you. She said, wait a minute. Did you not hear what I just said? She must have been a sister. Did you not hear what I just said, bruh? All I got is a little meal and a little oil. All I got is a little hallelujah. But what the prophet was hearing was something totally different. He was hearing, all I have is a little manna and a little anointing. All I have is a little word and a little anointing. And if I put the word and the anointing together, what's going to happen in our lives that we're going to eat it and we're going to pray. But the prophet said, do me a favor. Since you don't have much, since you don't believe you have much, I want you to give me what you got in your house. And I believe God is saying that to you and I. Whatever you got in your house, give it to him. And he'll multiply it more than what you expected. And so the lady who was, hallelujah, didn't have much. But she said, let me go home. Let me go to my house. And I'll look in the cabinets. I'll rattle some stuff. And I'll shake some stuff together. And I'll get you what I got in my house. And she got in her house. And she began to make the man of God some bread and hallelujah, some oil. And when she put it all together, she cooked him up a hallelujah, a little bitty cake. And when he ate the cake, the man of God turned around and said, because you gave me what's in your house, because you gave me what's in the house, I'm going to turn around and multiply it, and you shall have it 3 seasons. It shall never run dry. Every time you reach your hand in your meal barrel, it shall never run dry. But the thing I like about it is that when she reached her hand in the meal barrel, oil came with it. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, if you give God what's in the house, you'll turn around and have oil with what you gave him. And tell your neighbor, neighbor, in my next season, I'm going to give God what I got in the house, because what I got in the house is more than enough. What I got in the house can build my dreams. What I got in the house can cause it to happen. What I got in the house can bring me finances. What I got in the house can bless somebody else. What I got in the house can cause me relief. What I got in the house would take me to my next level. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, it's in the house. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You made God to go shake some things. It's in the house. You made God go look in the closet. It's in the house. You made God go look in the drawers. It's in the house. You made God go shake it up. It's in the house. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, it's in the house. My next blessing is in the house. My great favor is in the house. My next praise is in the house. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever I have is more than enough, because it's in the house. Tell your neighbor, 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 it's in the house. It's in the house. It's in the house. Because my house. Because in the house, we're going to make it the house of prayer. And the reason why it's in the house, because the house is going to become the house of prayer. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm going to make my house the house of prayer. I'm going to pray so much in my house that the Spirit of God is going to be there. I'm going to pray so much in my house that I won't even miss anything that's missing. I'm going to pray so much in my house that when God gets ready to move on me, it's going to already be there. I'm going to pray so much in my house that my kids begin to hear me holler. I'm going to pray so much in my house that my next door neighbor is going to say something's going on over in that house, because I can hear the sound of victory. I can hear the sound of glory. I can hear the sound of the triumphant. It's in. Glory to God. It's in the house. It's in the house. It's in the house. My brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. And the reason why I like to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, because the house of the Lord is where my garments are. The garments that I wear, the garments of the house are that, he says, these garments are the garments that will not expose me. That's why we have praise and worship. And I'm going to tell you something. When you put on the garment of praise and worship, it will cover you from the things that's outside of the house. That's why you go in the house to do what? To change clothes. So you can relax. Because what you put on every day is a battle for you. What you go outside every day and fight the enemy is you put on clothes in your house to go outside to fight the enemy. And the enemy is trying his best to defeat you. Your enemy is trying your best to hurt you. But I'm telling you, it's in the house. Whatever you need is in the house. Whatever you need is in the house. My brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something. We are going on a prayer revival. I feel it so strong. From now until we move and we get in there, we have a prayer revival. So you're going to see pastors preaching about prayer and talking about prayer and consecrated prayer. The Lord reminded me heavily and challenged me. Pray it. It's in the house. Pray it. Pray it. Don't stop. Tell your team, pray it. Remind them to pray. Tell the Place of Promise Nation to pray. To tell you to pray. Because this is going to birth this season of prayer. And I'm going to give you a direct word from heaven. This season of prayer is going to birth us to the destinies and the purposes of God. This season of prayer is going to move us from beyond where we are to what we yet shall be. This season of prayer is, I'm telling you, hear what the Lord is saying. God wants to kill your struggle. God wants to kill your struggle. And this season of prayer will give you the ability and the tools to cut the head off of the serpent. Not only will you cut his head off, you'll cut his hands off and you'll cut his feet off. Because before the serpent used to be crawling in his belly, he walked. And God wants you to cut his head off. And this season of prayer will give you the tools and the tools and the anointing and the power to move forward. God wants to kill your struggle. And your struggle wants you to keep on struggling. Because your struggle will cause your faith to be frustrated. Your struggle will cause your faith to be frustrated. But I'm telling you, that frustrated faith is getting ready to stop. Because your struggle is going to run into the house. And when it runs the house, it's going to find the house of prayer. I'm praying for you, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, for everyone under the sound of my voice. And Father, I pray today that the spirit of prayer becomes alive. Just to be close to you. Just to be close to you. Just to be close to you. just to be close to you, just to